course, appropriate means. وَلَا تُنْفِقْهُ إِلَّا فِي حِلٍّ. The money is belong to you, but you should not spend it only for a valid cause. وَلَا تُحَرِّفَهُ عَنْ مَوَاضِئِهِ. And you should not spend it improperly. وَلَا تَصْرِفُهُ عَنْ حَقَائِقِهِ. You should not use it wrongfully. وَلَا تَجْعَلَهُ إِذَا كَانَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ وَسَبَبًا إِلَى اللَّهِ. As the money is belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and source of money come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should not spend only in way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَبَبًا إِلَيْهِ. And make it as means to approach to God, to seek closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُؤَثِّرْ بِهِ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِكَ مَنْ لَأَلَّهُ لَا يَحْمَدُكَ. It means that you should not prefer other person to use it for one who does not show thankfulness instead of using for it for yourself. It means that in your time, spend your money for yourself. And also use your money to seek closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And spend it in way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not think about other person. And then, وَبِمَا أَحْدَثَ فِي مَالِكَ أَحْسَنَ نَظَرًا لِنَفْسِهِ. Because this person, if you leave your property to the one who spend it in the way of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in ways better than you do. فَيَأْمَلْ بِطَاعَةِ رَبِّهِ فَيَذْهَبْ بِالْغَنِيمَةِ وَتَبُوءَ بِالْإِثْمِ وَالْحَسْرَةِ وَالنَّدَامَةِ مَعَ التَّبَعَةِ. Then he will gain the benefits and you will be left with the sins and the regrets and blame yourself for the ill consequences. It means that sometimes you leave some money for your family after you die. There is two choices. Sometimes they spend it in right way, in halal purposes, so the sawab and reward come to them because they spend it, and this money belongs to them, not to you. And if they spend it in sin's way, in wrong way, but the punishment come back to you because you didn't use it to make closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no power but in God. So Imam alayhi salatu wa salam recommended some, at least fourth recommendation. The first one, proper way to obtain wealth and give charity. The second one, the proper direction of use of property. The third one, the source of wealth is God. Therefore, wealth must be spent in His way. The fourth one, wealth should be used wisely. Otherwise, it will be left as inheritance. So we want to answer this question that what is the view of Islam about wealth? Does Islam accept wealth for believers or not? Does Islam recommend believers to have property or not? And what is the relationship between religion and wealth? According to verses of Quran, property and being rich man and try to increase your source of money is not bad itself. Depend on the way you spend it. And in Surah Mubarakah Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some dua of Prophet Nuh. He promised his people that if you do istighfar and return to the right path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yumdidkum bi'amwalin wa banin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support you with amwalin wa banin, with wealth and children. If wealth is bad, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promising people of Prophet Nuh to, if you be a good person, if you do istighfar, if you be a mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support you by providing wealth and children. So it means that wealth is not good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised people of Nuh to give them property, to give them wealth if they do istighfar. Another verse in Surah Mubarakah, Nuh, verse 46. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-mal wal-banun zinatu al-hayat al-dunya. Children and property are the ornament and decoration of the worldly life. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorate everything, even sky, with stars, mentioned in Surah Mubarakah, Tabarak, in Surah Tabarak, Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we decorated your life with property and with children. And then, what is the property? What is the wealth in viewpoint of Islam? If you look at our Rawayat mentions something which in our general viewpoint of mu'minin is not correct. So this right of property which Imam alayhi salam mentioned, Imam is going to correct viewpoint of mu'minin about dunya. For example, at the time of A'imma alayhi salam, they used to, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajal. They used to wear beautiful clothing, luxury clothing, high-priced clothing. For example, look at this hadith, Abi Nasr Bazanti, one of the close friends of Imam Rida alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He said, one time I was with Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam asked me about his idea regarding to clothes. I told Imam, balagani anna al-Hasan alayhi salam kana yalbis. Imam Mujtaba alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to wear smart clothes and very expensive clothes. He said, I told to Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he continued that also Ja'far ibn Muhammad alayhi salam, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, kana ya'khudh thawb al-jadid. Allahum salam wa alayhi salam. We received this rawayat also from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. He used to wear expensive or new clothes. قال لي. Then Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, Albis wa tajammal. Wear and tajammal. Tajammal, it's not only wearing a clothes, no, beautiful clothes. Tajammal, decorate yourself. From tajammul, I don't know how can I translate and bring the correct word. Tajammul and tajammulat is something is not necessary for you. We can wear any clothes, but tajammul, it means that expensive clothes. And then Imam alayhi salatu wasalam said that فَإِنَّ عَلِيَّ بْنَ الْحُسَيْنَ alayhi salam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, كَانَ يَلْبِسُ الْجُبَّةُ الْخِزِ. He used to wear جُبَّةُ الْخِزِ. Khiz is fair, if you are. He used to use this type of material for his clothes. And then بِخَمْسَ مَعَةَ درهم. The price of this clothes was خَمْسَ مَعَةَ درهم, 500 درهم. It's too expensive. And وَالْمَطْرَفَ الْخِزْ, an scarf from خِزْ, from fur. He was also بخمسين دينارا 50 دينار the cost of this scarf. And then Imam alayhi salatu wa salam said that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah A'raf verse 32 said قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ الْعِبَادِهِ. Oh my Prophet, oh my Prophet, ask Muslimin who has made it haram. The beautiful and smart dress and smart clothes, who has made it haram? أَخْرَجَ الْعِبَادِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created to believers, to mu'mineen, li'ibad, the one who is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْتَيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Those things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for mu'mineen and others can use it. But خَالَسَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. But in the day of judgment, the expensive clothes, the luxury house, luxury cars, they will be only for mu'mineen in the day of judgment. But in this day, mu'mineen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created only for mu'mineen. But other also can use it. Non-believers also can use it. But in the day of judgment, there is only for mu'mineen, dedicated only for mu'mineen. So Imam alayhi salatu wa salam is going to correct the idea of mu'mineen in his time. First, ask Abu Nasr Bazanti, what's your idea? Then he mentions seerah and behavior of other a'imma alayhim as-salam. At the third time, Imam argued by verses of Quran. It means that it is difficult for mu'mineen to believe in it. Otherwise, doesn't need to mention seerah of other a'imma. Imam is Imam. It means it's difficult for mu'mineen to follow Imam in this way about this issue, this matter. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. The another riwayat from Imam Mujtaba alayhi salatu wa salam, he said, inna Allah jameelun yuhibbul jamal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Imam Mujtaba alayhi salatu wa salam, he used to wear beautiful clothes when he wants to go to masjid. Someone asked him, why you are doing like this? Imam alayhi salatu wa salam said, inna Allah jameelun yuhibbul jamal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful and he loves beauty. And wa yuhibbu an yara athara ni'matihi ala abdi. And when he give any blessing to this, his servants, he like to see effects of his blessing. It means that do not hide blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you wealth and property and money, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love to see effects of his blessing. I think has another salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Let me to recite another hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. إِذَا أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ بِنِعْمَةٍ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give a blessing to one of his servants, فَذَّحَرَتْ عَلَيْهِ, and he used this ni'mat, سُمِّيَ حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ. Allah call him حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ, friend of Allah. If this person used and expressed and presented this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summi habib Allah. This person is habibullah, is friend of Allah. Muhaddithun bi ni'matillah, because he talked about the blessing which received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not hide it. Wa idha an'ama Allah ala 'abdin bi ni'matin fa lam tudhhar alay summi bi ghayzillah mukaththibun bi ni'matillah. If someone has capacity, has enough source of money, but he tried to hide it and do not present it, call as Yaghidullah, the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hate him, do not love him. Why? Because mukadhibun bi ni'matillah. He didn't talk about the ni'mat and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another group of ahadith, how we can actually wear when we want to come to public, to masjid, to conference, to any program, when we want to go among the mu'minin, participate in any majlis. There is one beautiful rabayat from Amir al-Mu'minin, Marhum Kulayni in Usul al-Kafi, narrated from Imam al-Sadiq and Imam al-Sadiq from Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. لَيَتَزَيَّنَ أَحَدَكُمْ لَأَخِيهِ. Lam here for ta'kid, emphasizing. Nun nun ta'kid saqila, another emphasizing. You have to decorate yourself. لَأَخِيهِ الْمُسْلِمِ. When you want to visit your Muslim brother. كَمَا يَتَزَيَّنُ لِلْغَرِيبِ. Like the time when you go to see someone, gharib, strange person. You didn't know him. For example, when you go to a conference, you wear a smart dress. When you want to come to masjid, it's the usual dress. Imam alayhi salam said, when you want to see your friend, which every day you meet him, wear your beautiful dress. Like when you want to go somewhere, you didn't be there, you didn't go there. And then Imam alayhi salam said, يحب أن يراه في أحسن الهيئة. Because when you want to meet someone, you didn't meet him before, you want to show your beauty or you want to show your haiba and dignity, you wear beautiful clothing. But when you want to go to masjid, normal friend, everyday friend, you are not careful about your wearing, about your clothing. Another rabayats, all of them, we have lot of rabayats. Only one of them, I choose them to mention all of aspects. Another rabayat, we have wearing and clothes during salat. And we have rawayat from A'imma alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and they recommend us wearing clothes that are not even in the medium human dignity. It means that when you want to go to market, you go to bazaar, go for shopping, everywhere, mu'min, and Shia of A'imma alayhim salatu wa salam should look very nice with beautiful wearing. And Imam said, the person who mentioned this rawayat, he said that is Abu Ubaidah. He said, I was walking in bazaar, I want to buy something. Imam Sami and said, Ra'ani Abu Abdullah alayhi salam, Vana Ahmilu Baklan, Fakala Yukrihul Rajul Sirri and Yahmila Shay' Dani. It is not good for you as our Shia to do not decorate yourself, do not use your beautiful clothes when you want to go to market. Because people know you as mu'min, as Shia, as followers of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. This is not our seerah. And Imam alayhi salatu wasalam said that especially for the person who has a actually social face in society, is important for his society, especially for them. They should come to masjid, to the street, to the bazaar, and everywhere with beautiful clothing. Let me to recite another rawayat. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, all of the rawayat from Imam Mustafa, then from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Said, innakum qawmun a'da'ukum kathira. You, as followers of A'imma alayhim as-salam, your enemy are too much. You have a lot of enemy. أَدَاكُمْ الْخُلْقِ يَا مَأْشَرَ الشِّيَعَةِ إِنَّكُمْ قَدْ أَدَاكُمُ الْخُلْقِ فَتَزَيَّنُوا لَهُمْ بِمَا قَدَّرْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ. Wearing your beautiful clothes as much as you can. As much as depend on your capacity, on your ability, economic ability. And Imam said, because you are Shia, and people like you as the ambassador of Shia. So be careful about all of aspects of your life, even about your wearing. And another rawayats about buying, about the place of living. For example, we have a rawayat from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajal farajahum. Min as-sa'adati sa'atul manzil. One of the sign of your happiness in this material life, material world, is that to have a large house. Min as-sa'adah sa'atul manzil. Large house. And another rawayat from Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Al-ishu as-sa'atu fil-manzil. Ish is joy. One of the signs of happiness and joy in this world is that to have a large house. And someone came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complained about his small house. Rasulullah said to him, irfa' sawtak. Raise your voice, mastata'ta, as much as you can. Wasallallahu an yuwassa alayk, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to extend your life, to give you large house, to increase your rizq. Look at the rabayat, what they want to explain for us. I think at that time people thought that mu'min is the one who is very faqir, very poor, and is the one who has the money, as the wealth, as a property, is a little far from iman. And some of mu'mineen try to live in difficult situation with a small house, a small horse, for example, not expensive, the cheap one, and with very cheap clothing. Imam alayhi salatu wa salam, from Imam Reza, from Imam Musa ibn Ja'far, Imam Sadiq, Imam Mujtaba, and even from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, encourage mu'mineen to live with actually beautiful clothing, large houses. And let me talk about the car. You know, we have another rawayat. Which car can we use it? It means that the social life is important. Islam is not only salat, is not only fasting, is not only paying sadaqah. Islam is constitution of life. This is the rule, this is the law for living. So all of aspects of life is important for A'imma alayhim as-salam. That's why A'imma alayhim as-salam argued with Quran. It means that some people didn't follow the hadith of Imam alayhi salam. So Imam alayhi salam said his idea and then prove it with some verses of Quran. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Amen. The last hadith, let me to recite for you, is that Marhum Shaykh Hurra Amili in Wasail al-Shia, he mentioned, narrated from Kulayni, and said that, and Mu'ammar ibn Khallat qala anna Abul Hasan alayhi salam ishtara daran. Abul Hasan here is Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam. He bought a house, wa'amara mawla lahu an yatahawwala alayha, and asked someone to repair this house. Wa qala inna manzalaka zayqun, said to one of his companion, said, your manzil, your house is not enough for you, it's small, so go to this manzil, to this house, and live there. That person, instead of say thank you, Imam, appreciate Imam, he said, oh, Imam, I want to live in this house because my father built it. Imam said, your father know nothing. Know nothing about the religion. It means that you have a lot of children. This space, this house is not enough for you. I am your Imam. I told you, I order, I bought a house, I repaired it for you, and you reference your father behavior. So ma'rifat is very important for mu'minin. Imam alayhi salam is telling you about the house and said, it's not good for you as our Shia to live in this small house and you still want to stay because your father built it. If your father knows about our seerah, about Islam, he never built this small house. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. So if you want to answer those questions which mention what is the relationship between Islam and wealth, what is the viewpoint of Islam about wealth and property, Islam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all of the world and even decorated the world only for mu'minin. And non-mu'minin can use it because of mu'minin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create the world for non-believers, for the one who do not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Rasulullah, قُلْ, tell to people to know better, to study Islam, to have a ma'rifat for Islam. مَنْ هَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ إِلَيْهِ بَعَدِهِ. قُلْ, I am your prophet. Who tell you those zinat is haram for mu'minin? قُلْ, مَنْ هَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ. Allah doesn't order you. Rasulullah also, you follow who? قُلْ, مَنْ هَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ الْعِبَادِ. But one condition. Someone came to Imam alayhi salam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam was in beautiful clothes and said, oh Imam, your father and father of your father, they used to wear with cheap clothing. Why you are looking very nice and used and wearing very beautiful clothing? This person has not ma'rifah. Because they should follow Imam alayhi salatu, not complain Imam. Yes, yeah, sometimes people are more Catholic than Pope. And then Imam alayhi salatu wasalam said that the situation of my father and my Jad and Amir al-Mu'mineen was different. At that time, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad farajahum. At that time, everybody lived in difficult situation, difficult economic situation. That's why they tried to live in the level of people. But this time is different. Alhamdulillah, the situation of mu'mineen, economic situation of mu'mineen got better. So we try to live with the level of, economic level of mu'mineen. So sometime in, for example, in the time of Rasulullah and in the time of, for example, Amir al-Mu'mineen, people, everybody were poor because they moved from Mecca to Medina and they left all of the property in Mecca. So the situation is different. But the situation of Imam Sadiq, situation of Imam Reza alayhi salam, so different. So the idea of Islam is that Islam has a good relationship with wealth. But recommend mu'minin to look, to check source of his money, source of income, should be halal, and they spend in halal way, and they pay the khums, pay sadaqah, pay zakat. All of them is the duty upon mu'minin. After that, they can live in large house, in luxury cars. They can take benefit from this material life while they are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and servicing Islam and servicing mu'minin. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Amen.
صلى على محمد وجل.
اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر، اللهم اجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه، اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد ولم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على النبي الأمي المكي المدني الحاشمي القرشي الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأرض بأبي القاسم مصطفى محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد، وصل على أمير المؤمنين قائد الغر المحجلين، وصل على صديقة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهرة سيدة النساء العالمين، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد، وصل على الحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف القائم المنتظر المهدي، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك. اللهم بلغ مولانا الإمام الهادي المهدي القائم بأمرك صلوات الله عليه وعلى آبائه الطاهرين عن جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها سهلها وجبلها وبرها وبحرها وعنا وعن والدينا من الصلوات زنة عرش الله ومداد كلماته وما أحصاه علمه وأحاط به كتابه، صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. Few points I would like to mention in this part of khutbah. Unfortunately, we heard that another bomb blasted in front of Masjid al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Dammam in Saudi Arabia in Hijaz. This is the second time, because last week as well during the Salat al-Jum'ah, more than 20 Shia were killed in that masjid, and near, I think, 60 people were injured. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give aql and understanding to some of people. They call themselves as Muslim, but their action, their task is far from Islam. Everyone only, if read only one book about Islam, and if only one time recite Quran, knows that those action, those things is far from Islam. Islam completely against killing other people, even mu'mineen, in the day of Jum'ah, in masjid, during Salat al-Jum'ah. So they shows their level of understanding about Islam. This is the differences between Islam Imam al-Sadiq and Islam Abu Sufyan. This is Imam alayhi salatu wassalam said, "Haladdin illa al-hub." Religion is nothing than love. Love everyone. Love your teacher, love your friend, love your mother, love your brother, love your father. Love people, love society. But they kill everyone and they call everyone as kafir. And they are more than kafir. And kill someone in Jum'ah, in Friday, during Salat, in masjid, inside masjid. Masjid is kafir. Masjid has respect. To respect masjid, at least you cannot do something like that inside masjid or around masjid. To respect Friday also, you cannot do it. You cannot put the bomb and blast the bomb inside masjid and kill mu'minin. And this is the fitna come from Syria, from Iraq, and other countries, and they want to involve all of mu'minin with those things and forget Zionism. We extend our condolences to our Imam, Imam al-Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam, for martyrdom of mu'minin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Today is also birthday of Ali Akbar alayhi salatu wa salam and Hazrat Qasim alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And we are very close to the birthday of Imam al-Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam. Congratulations, all of mu'mineen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity to be alive and live on the flag of Imam al-Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam. About Hazrat Qasim and Ali Akbar alayhi salatu wa salam, they had some qualities. Why? Ali Akbar and Qasim ibn al-Hasan are very great for everybody. First, because of their iman. They didn't escape from war, from Karbala, from the Battle of Karbala. And when Imam Hussein alayhi salam asked Qasim ibn al-Hasan about the death, he said, "Ahla min al-Asan," more sweet than honey in my point of view. He understand what is shahadat and what is the benefit of following Imam. He knows his Imam. This is important for our time. We have to have a ma'rifat about our Imam. And also they were responsible for everything happened around them. They could leave the war, leave the battle, and Imam alayhi salatu wasalam asked Hazrat Qasim. But as he has a good understanding and ma'rifat about Imam and about the circumstances of Islam at that time, he didn't leave the battle of Karbala, and he actually was martyred with Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. And also about Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wasalam, we have a special dua and recommended from Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wasalam and also from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam for mu'mineen to recite this dua every day after their salat. The concept of this dua is that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our knowledge and ma'rifat regarding our Imam. And this ma'rifat will guarantee all of us. Said Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam said to Zurara. And he said that Allahumma, every day recite this dua, Allahumma arrifni nafsak. At the time of occultation of the Imam, he said, Allahumma arrifni nafsak. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduce himself to me. And let me to know you, to recognize you. فَإِنَّكَ إِنْ لَمْ تُعَرِّفْنِي نَفْسَكَ لَمْ أَعْرِفْنَ فِي نَبِيَكَ. It is not possible to know your prophet without knowing you. And then said, اللهم أعرفني رسولك فَإِنَّكَ إِنْ لَمْ تُعَرِّفْنِي رَسُولَكَ لَمْ أَعْرِفْ حُجَّتَكَ. I would not be able to recognize, to know your Imam, your Hujjat, if I don't know you, Rasulullah. And then said, Allahumma arrifni hujjatak. Oh Allah, introduce me and give me opportunity to have a ma'rifat about your hujja. فَإِنْ لَكَ إِنْ لَمْ تُعَرِّفْنِي هُجَّتَكْ ذَلَلْتُ عَنْ دِينِي. If I don't know your hujjat, I will go to the wrong direction. Instead of following Imam, sometimes some people following their false khalifa. Khalifa Baghdadi, Khalifa that, Khalifa this. Everyone love God. But they were not able to recognize the true God. Everyone loved prophets, but they was not able to have a real ma'rifat about prophet, who is true prophet. We have a lot of false prophets. And also about the hujjat, about the wali, about the imam. They obey everyone other than wali faqih. They obey everyone other than imam ma'asum. They obey every king, every queen, every president, every prime minister other than wali faqih. So it's a dictatorship. I remember sometimes some police came to my office when I was in England, and they talk about the political situation of Iran, and they asked me about wali faqih and the condition for wali faqih. I said, according to our religion and the constitution of Islamic Republic of Iran, the wali faqih should be mujtahid, in high level of education, and should be adil, and should be good manager to be able to manage the country. But I told them, can I ask you some question? Yes, feel free, ask us question. So what is the question? What is the condition to choose queen and king in your country? The current queens in England, what is her qualities? Educated, justice, what? Her father dies, he was in Africa, asked, oh, go back, you became king, you became queen. That's it. Because her father was king, so she became queen. Only this question. But when some mu'mineen asked him, follow wali faqih, he is marja, he is adil. At least he has chosen by a lot of maraji. The Khubragan, you know, we have another parliament. This parliament, 82 mujtahid, is responsible to choose wali faqih. Why you do not follow wali faqih? Oh, this is a dictatorship. What's a dictatorship? Before 30 years, you follow Shah. Without any condition, without any question, only follow him. What is the differences? What the differences between Shah, between Queen, between president? So much between them and Wali Faqih. Wali Faqih, at least, is marja. We follow maraja in our religion. Why we cannot follow them in politic situation? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajal farajam. And the experiences of having wali faqih in a country shows that the best method, the best system, at least for Islamic countries, is the system which run by wali faqih. Shows that. Look at the country around the country has wali faqih and other countries. Allahumma. Akbar. Allahumma. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to have a deep ma'rifat about our religion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of mu'mineen wal mu'minat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten in reappearance of the Imam of the age. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send our salam to our Imam. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal anbat. Allahumma ihfid maraji'ana wa za'imana. Allahumma ij'al awaqib umurina khayra. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العلي العظيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله اللهم
أشهد أن علي ولي الله وأن علي حجة الله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله. هيا على الصلاة هيا على الصلاة هيا على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح هيا على خير الأمل هيا على خير الأمل. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا مسلما وما أنا من المشركين. إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. استغفر الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم. هو الذي بعث في الأمين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم. ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين. ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين. قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما. قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة الله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقاعدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. اللهم عجل في فرجه وسهل مخرجه. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده. سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
الله أكبر حول الله وقوته أقوم وأقعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله اللهم انصر من نصر الدين اللهم انصر جيوش المؤمنين اللهم اخذل الكفر والنفاق وأهله اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد الله أكبر
سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر
سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا لطيف ارحم عبدك الضعيف
الله أكبر والحمد لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
شكرا لله عفوا اللهم اغفر اللهم غير الصلاه جل الدنيا
ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد